Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's been in a kind of like in a both worlds of hockey, in European hockey for a long time, coaching Swiss team. And then a little bit he's got experience also with some NHL hockey with Edmonton. Although he was short, I believe this second chapter of his NHL coaching will be much longer.
That is former Sabre Miroslav Chatan. He was on with the Instigators yesterday talking about the new Sabres coach, Ralph Krueger. Chatan was the GM of Team Europe in the 2016 World Cup, and Ralph Krueger was the head coach. Staying with that theme, one of the guys on his coaching staff for the European team that was the story of that tournament, ended up finishing second and playing Canada in the final. Paul Maurice, the current head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, was on that staff, and he is kind enough to join us right now on our West Air Hotline to talk a little bit more about the new Sabres coach. Paul, it's Howard and Jeremy here in Buffalo. Good morning, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, fellas. Good to hear from you.
So, you know, for Sabre fans that are listening, what, in your time that you worked with Ralph on the staff, what are some of the things that stood out to you as a fellow coach?
You know what? I've known Ralph for a long time. As a matter of fact, he was our European scout for the Carolina Hurricanes about 10 or 15 years ago. And we'd always end up at the drafts together, and the coaches sit at the other end of the table, right? We don't do anything. So we'd sit and talk there for 10 hours and talk hockey, and that was my first kind of introduction into him. When you think of where he's come from, you know, build that Swiss program. It's a complete underdog country at the time he took over, and they had to play that game. So he's technically really sound. He's learned how to beat better teams with the team that he had. And then that's the hockey part of it. I thought he did a really good job at Edmonton. So this is just kind of the coach's fraternity looking at a team that was really, really young, that had a lot of room to grow, but it was going to take time. They were a little bit more impatient there, but certainly with my time at the World Cup, what was different about the World? You can talk to a guy, you can understand if he understands the game when you're done the conversation, but you need to see a guy in a room to see how he works. He's got an incredible presence in the room. He's a really strong speaker, understands the game well. But what I guess is most interesting to me when I travel around and you go to different cities and I run into one of the guys off the World Cup team, after you say hello and how's the family, the first question is, hey, have you talked to Ralph? He made such an impression on not just the players, but the equipment guys, the medical guys, his staff, management, media, I think, as well. Everybody that was around him, he just gives off this incredible positive energy. And boy, I'll tell you, it starts at about 5 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't end up midnight. He just goes all day long. He's just wired kind of guy. He's just driven kind of guy. And that's why he's had the life experiences that he's had. His switch is always on.
It's funny. I think you just covered five of my questions with one answer. but it's...
Feel free.
No, because it seems like you hit a lot of things. I want to cover one of the things for sure that you talked about, his presence and his command in the room. That's almost word for word one of the things Jason Bottrell talked about in terms of searching for a new coach. He needed a guy, no offense to Phil Housley, but he needed a guy who had a presence in the room. What allows Ralph Krueger to have that presence?
Experience, I think, more than anything. So just not non-hockey experience. So when you look back in his gaps and in his time between the Swiss team and then he goes to Edmonton, but there's some gaps in there. He's doing leadership consulting and leadership forums, and he's speaking in front of large rooms, so he has the experience of doing that. And hockey players can be tough. You know, I think it's a great place if you want to learn how to public speak, do it in front of a room full of hockey players, because you lose those guys real fast. And he's got great experience to do that. And you know what? I think he's a really bright guy. Eloquent is the right word in a certain room for him, but he can stand in front of a hockey room and hold that as well. So that was one of the things, you know, as a you never get to do that as a head coach. And when you go into these tournaments, I got a chance to kind of stand in the corner of the room and watch the player's eyes and try to learn from him how he stands, you know, how he uses his voice, all those things that come natural to him. It's really, really important because there are times during the year you need the coach to be able to hold the room, to draw their attention, to get their attention, and he can do that for sure.
Yeah, one thing I think is interesting to note, and a lot of coaches and personnel people do talk about how the players have changed. And, Paul, you've coached for a long time. So, you know, the difference in generation, whatever you want to say, does Ralph have the kind of mindset, the kind of personal skills, communications to be able to kind of adapt with the times and the way that the players and their personalities have changed?
So I'm going to say Ralph's ahead of that curve in the point that this is the right time for his personality to be in the game. He's a real connector. And the biggest difference, when I first, this was about 25 years ago, 1995, the players almost took care of themselves. They were their own little unit, right? There's no cell phones. There's no Twitter. There's no posses. There's no, hey, I got 10 guys, an agent, my strength coach, my skills coach, my nutritionist, my chef. I got 10 people that will tell me I'm right all the time. They got that answer in the locker room, and the players took care of themselves like that. And now it's not. Now you've got 22 individual corporations in your room, and they all need to be handled specifically, and they all need to be handled almost daily at times. Not every player is like that, but they need a lot more one-on-one interaction from somebody, and Ralph can do that. First of all, he's got the energy level to do it. He starts drinking coffee as early as anybody and keeps going. But he has that ability to connect with different people on different levels. That's a leadership thing. It's also a personality thing. It's who he is. It's how he's wired. And I think the NHL now is exactly the kind of place where a personality like Ralph's will flourish.
I think it's interesting on that point, Paul. You know, the more we've heard from former players, Thomas Vanek was on talking about the experience with him on your World Cup team. And the more I hear from players, I hear a lot of talk about it isn't just X's and O's. It isn't just maybe, you know, motivating guys. It's also getting to know players on a personal level, like caring about them, their wives, their girlfriends, their kids, their whatever. How do you think, how important is that from your standpoint as a head coach, getting to know guys beyond hockey? And is that another strength in what you see from Ralph Krueger?
So I think it might be the most important thing now, and that's changed. And to be honest with you, it's something I'm working on, that ability to reach out to guys. Because like I said, when I came into the league, that wasn't true. You know, the players and the coaches at that time were separated, right? We yelled at them. They did what they wanted, and then we yelled at them more. Now, if you're gonna push a guy hard now, there has to be more than just – there has to be a deeper connection just than a player-coach relationship. Because, like I said, they've got so many other places they can go for positive reinforcement. If they're only getting negative communication from the coach, eventually the coach is going to be wrong. You got 10 people telling him he's wrong, the coach is going to be wrong. So you need to have that connection with a person and with a player beyond the game so that when you are kind of turning the screws a little bit and you are getting a little hard on them, they understand that you care about them. That is new, and that would be something I would say I learned from Ralph. Like our head guy, Jay McMaster, our head equipment guy, was on that staff as well, and we've talked about it. And Ralph made him feel like he was a part of the team, like an important piece to what we were doing. So that ability to connect with somebody, not just a player, but part of the staff, is the new generation of the game. And it may be better. You know, it's a more personal way to deal daily. I'm saying all these things, but he's not soft. Like, Ralph has no problem going in and letting it fly, and he can hold a room pretty good, too. And, you know, he's a big guy. He's got lots of energy. He's a real, real fit guy. He can handle himself. So I think the balance that he has there is going to work real well. I only know a few of the Sabres players, having had them, but I think they're really going to enjoy the direction he'll take the team.
We're with Paul Maurice, Winnipeg Jets head coach, talking about Ralph Krueger. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, he only had the 1 year as a head coach in Edmonton, but when you coached against his Oilers teams, what are some of the things that stood out about how they played and what you saw as an opposing coach?
So it's a really good question. 1 year isn't enough to draw that assessment. I think you have to go back to his Swiss teams, right? Okay. So very, very quick and on the puck and detailed without being constricted in how they play. So the challenge for the underdog team, and I think maybe if we were looking at the playoffs this year, we might say maybe Carolina fits this bill really well. they know their game, but they can't play it slow. They've got to play really, really fast. So there's details. You have to have details in your game, but you can't have so many. The players are constantly slowing down to make reads. So that's the danger. The nice part about a guy like Ralph is he's got experience. So he's not coming in and trying to prove to the players that he knows the game, so he's going to give them 1,000 rules on how to play because he's that smart. You don't need that many. That would be something that I personally took from Ralph in terms of how he prepared his World Cup team. So I'll give you an example. We got beaten around Robin by Canada pretty handily, and I went through and cut the game. So I edit the game after, and I finished with about 112 edits. He just laughed, and he said, okay, you can use 10.
So all that work. Ralph,
I can't tell the story of this game on 10 edits. He said, that's no problem. Just find the most important 10, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So that really stuck with me, and it was a challenge to get it down. So he has that understanding that, you know, you're a new coach, you want to come in and teach everything, but what he'll be good at is finding the most important things.
I thought it was, you brought up the World Cup again, and I thought it was interesting. When Vanek was on the other day, Paul, one of the things he had talked about was, one of the things he liked was that Ralph was, it would have no problems. Like, he felt very comfortable delegating responsibilities. And Thomas specifically mentioned you and that team, that you, I guess you did a lot of the X's and O's and a lot of work like that. And he said that's one of the things he liked, that sometimes a head coach is too control-oriented and he has no problem letting his guys help out for the betterment of the team.
So there goes an example of his organizational skills. So what was unusual about that team is when you look at the other coach on the bench, it was Brad Shaw. So all the other teams, and Canada was a dominant team, all the other teams had a bunch of head coaches on their bench. But Ralph knew what he needed was a defensive coach. He needed a guy who ran the back end of the bench. No head coaches do, right? You almost always have a defenseman there that's running the defense. So he added Brad Shaw because he could figure out the dynamic. And he and I had worked together before, like I said, we had a relationship, and I was kind of current on what was going on in the National Hockey League. So that was kind of my role in there, was kind of the X's and O's of the games, but his was fitting all that into how our team was playing. So he does. He delegates because he's got lots of confidence. So when a meeting's done, when I've given him my spiel and my 112 clips, and he said, I need 10, he can do that because he understands it. He passes it off because he understands. He doesn't pass off pieces of the game that he doesn't understand because he can't do it. He passes off pieces of the game that he understands, but somebody else can run it and he can monitor. So there's a certain confidence, I think, as a head guy you have to have. This guy's had a lot of experience, right? I know he hasn't been in the NHL, but he has a tremendous amount of hockey and people experience. I think he's a great hire. I'm of all I've got, Pete DeBoer is probably my best friend coaching for San Jose, so I'm pulling for him. And after that, I think, you know, easily Ralph Kruger would be the one guy I'm cheering for in the NHL. I think he's great for the league. He's a great guy to have in Buffalo. It's kind of a Winnipeg market. You know, you can really attach yourself to it, have a good family life, really enjoy the people and the team. And I think they're going to be really happy. I think it's great for Buffalo.
Well, the final thing I want to ask you touched on just a moment ago, 5 years out of the league, do you think that's any concern that he had been away from hockey for that long while working with Southampton?
Oh, no. You know what? First of all, he's going to bring with him a whole different understanding of culture and how to build a group. When you look at what he did with that team and the organization of that team and the development program that he built, he brings that with him. 5 years out of the league is only important if you've been out for 5 years, but he's coach of the World Cup. He and I talk all the time, and I'm not the only guy. I mean, I know he talks to some really, really high-end, really, really smart people on a regular basis. He's a connector. He's a wired guy, so he hasn't been out for 5 years. He's just been planning for his next job. I mean, and everything that he's done, he'll bring to Buffalo.
Paul Maurice joining us and giving us his thoughts on Ralph Kruger. Paul, thank you. Appreciate you coming on with us and giving us some time this morning. Thank you very much for coming on the show, and enjoy your summer.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys, and the best of luck to all of you in the Sabres.
You bet. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.